Welcome to the story of Casa di Giulietta, Juliet's house in Verona. Before you stand in the courtyard with the famous balcony overhead, it's worth knowing what you are looking at, because the building tells two stories at once. One is a layered literary fiction. The other is a real medieval house, owned by a real Veronese family, that the world has chosen to associate with Shakespeare's tragedy. Let's start with the building itself. The house at Via Capello 23 is a 14th century brick tower house in the historic center of Verona. For most of its early life, it belonged to the Capello family, Veronese merchants whose name in Old Italian means simply hat. Their heraldic emblem, carved in stone over an arch on Via Capello, was a hat-shaped device. Centuries later, when Shakespeare's tragedy spread across Europe in the 17 and 1800s, foreign visitors began arriving in Verona with copies of the play, asking locals to point them at Juliet's house. The phonetic and visual hook was irresistible. Capello Capulet, the local guide tradition, gradually settled on this house as the answer. In 1905, the municipality of Verona acquired the building. For 30 years, it sat as a quiet civic property. Then, in 1939, the architect Antonio Avena was commissioned to give the courtyard a photographic centerpiece. He fashioned the famous balcony from a medieval marble sarcophagus and existing civic stone, and attached it to the south wall of the house, so the balcony you photograph from below is not where Juliet stood. It could not be, because there was no Juliet. But it is genuinely medieval marble, repurposed by a 20th century architect to give the literary fiction a place to land. The bronze statue of Juliet in the courtyard is younger still. Sculpted by Nereo Costantini, donated by the Lions Club of Verona, it was installed on the 1st of June, 1973. Within a few decades, a new tradition had attached itself to it, visitors touching the statue's right breast for luck. By 2014, the bronze had worn visibly thin. The original was moved indoors for protection and replaced with a faithful replica. The replica is what you photograph today. A note on Shakespeare himself. He almost certainly never visited Verona. The play is set there because Italian novellas of the period were fashionable in Elizabethan London, and Verona was a fashionable Italian city. The name Capulet, the balcony, the family feud, all literary inventions drawn from earlier Italian tales. The genius of the play is what Shakespeare did with a setting he had only read about. Now, an important practical update. From the 1st of April 2026, the entrance procedure changed. The historic Via Capello door is permanently closed to public entry. All visitors now enter through Teatro Nuovo in Piazzetta Navona, a 30-second walk from the original courtyard. Both the courtyard and the house museum are now ticketed. There is no longer a free walk into the courtyard. Inside the house, you will find a small but rewarding museum. The interior preserves frescoed medieval rooms, reproductions of Renaissance furniture, and historical material on the Capello family. The most famous pieces are the costumes worn by Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting in Franco Zeffirelli's 1968 film of Romeo and Juliet. The version that, for many visitors, remains the definitive screen, Romeo and Juliet. A short stair leads onto the balcony itself. A few practical thoughts before you go. Allow 90 minutes to 2 hours to experience the courtyard, the house, the bronze statue, and the wall of letters that visitors pin to the courtyard arch. Arrive earlier than your timed slot if you can. Piazzetta Navona has cafes where you can sit before walking in. And give yourself permission to let the literary fiction work on you. The fact that none of it is historically true does not diminish what tens of thousands of visitors a year experience here. Verona has chosen to make Shakespeare's tragedy real, and standing in the courtyard, looking up at the balcony, you become part of that choice. Buon viaggio. Have a wonderful visit to Casa di Giulietta.